BlogTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
HGTV.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
It's the start of a new decade. It's the start of a new year. It's the start of 2020, which means the Beast is back. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by HGTV's biggest fan, Lindsay Ward.
Thanks. Sorry, guys. I thought I hit mute. My bad.
So yeah, Raw things. Brock's back. And Brock is going to the Royal Rumble. And everyone's going, oh my god, who's he going to fight? And, well, Brock believes there's no man on Raw, on SmackDown, or on NXT that's worthy of fighting Brock for the title. So what Brock's going to do is he's going to make some history, folks. Brock Lesnar, the WWE Champion, yes, he is the WWE Champion, is going to show up at the Royal Rumble and enter that match number one. So you get all the dream matches out of the way. It's going to be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins, Brock Lesnar versus Adam Cole, Brock Lesnar versus Matt Riddle, or anyone. But he's going to go into number one, and spoiler alert, according to Paul Heyman, he's going to win the Royal Rumble, which means then he doesn't have to work WrestleMania. That's the deal.
That's not how that works.
But if there's no number one if he wins the Royal Rumble, then he can just go to WrestleMania and fight himself.
I don't think you can do that on a PG show, just saying. There's something about beating yourself that, you know, I'm pretty sure public people frown on just a little bit. Just saying.
But no, I mean, the key, everyone was talking, here's the big talking point. Brock's in the Rumble. But there was a key point he made, that Heyman made, was Raw, SmackDown, NXT. While we know there's been NXT people in the Rumble as surprises, this year that's officially they're in the Rumble this year, which is cool.
It's another signifier that NXT is now officially a third brand, which is really nice. And the fact that they are going to be a part of the Rumble is really, really cool. That means potentially that there will be less surprises this year, but I'm okay with that. Because it opens an opportunity that you could have the Royal Rumble winner be from NXT and potentially challenge Adam Cole for the title. Like, that could be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they will do that, but they could.
They could. Like, I mean, they won.
Realistically, they could.
They won Survivor Series. Anything is possible at this stage.
So, I mean, you have your Royal Rumble winner go back to NXT and challenge. That would be an interesting story to tell. But, I mean, Heyman makes a really good point in the fact that at least on Raw, which is where Lesnar should be looking, there is no one that can challenge him right now for the title. It's like we sat here and it's like, well, who could fight Brock? And it's like, there's nothing. There's no one built. There's no one ready for Brock for Mania. So it's like, well, there's a couple of people you can get there.
But they're not there yet.
But they're not there yet. And so it's like, that's an interesting point. So I'm not sure how I feel about Rock going in the Rumble. I mean, he's going to take the number one spot, the dreaded number one spot. So I think you made the point to me that it's like whoever eliminates Brock will probably be the one that challenges him at Mania, but we'll see.
And that would be a unique way to get there, whoever eliminates him. So it's sort of just, it sets it up, which is, you know, the old way they booked it. Like people back in the day, you know, someone eliminated someone, it led to a grudge and they headed to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I have a feeling it's going to be Drew and him at Mania, especially since they appear to be turning him face. I wanted to consider what they did with Drew tonight. Baby face. I mean, he beat up, no way, it was Zay, I think, right? Yeah, so it was like kind of, really wasn't a baby face. The crowd just really loves some Drew McIntyre.
I think Drew's just doing Drew at this point, and whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, I think he's one of those just tweeners where we all just love him, so it is what it is.
So the Monday Night Raw featured a lot of good wrestling, including a United States Championship match with Andrade taking on Rey Mysterio. We had a false finish with Ray getting the win, but Andrade's foot was on the ropes thanks to Zelina Vega. They restarted the match. Andrade would end up retaining the title and then stealing the mask of Rey Mysterio.
Are we going to talk about how Rey Mysterio got pitched onto Zelina Vega?
Yeah, that happened.
And, like, almost squished her?
He almost did squish her, yeah.
So, they took his mask as revenge, and then they were very upset at Rey Mysterio. And then there was a fist fight backstage between Andrade and Rey.
And Rey got his mask back. Yeah. Really good match that they had, though. But, you know, that's not surprising there. Another good match, it was the Raw Tag Team titles, the Viking Raiders taking on the OC, the Only Club That Matters, and the Street Profits in a triple threat match. Good tag team matchup.
Really, really fun. Really entertaining. Street Profits are over.
They are over, but still your tag team champions, Eric and Ivar, the Viking Raiders.
Woohoo! Good boys.
Then we had squash matches. Eric Rowan beat KJ Uso, and he was scared of the thing in the pen. So was Mojo Rawley. They're all wondering what's wrong with Eric Rowan for carrying around that thing.
Well, where would you like to start? Bear in mind that he came from a cult.
That's how
we got us some Eric Rowan, is he came with Bray Wyatt. So there's a whole host of baggage there that we don't even know about yet. So throwing that out there.
It was announced that Randy Orton will fight AJ Styles next week. So AJ Styles in his match against Akira Tozawa did a couple of the Randy Orton moves, the draping DDT and the RKO, along with the Orton pose.
The RKO was just, it was there.
As mentioned, Drew McIntyre beat No Way Jose. No Way Jose.
And his entourage.
And his entourage. The best line for Drew was, he's always hated the conga lines, but the cheeseburger dude is actually a nice guy. But he is also in the Royal Rumble. Aleister Black beat Shelton Benjamin on this show.
Afterward, Buddy Murphy came out and messed with Black a little bit. Beat him up, I think, and then sat posed on the guardrail in Black's signature cross-leg position.
Mm-hmm. So their feud is far, far from over. Becky Lynch came out. She had time to reflect over the holidays about everything, what it means to be the man. She wondered if she should take advice from the people backstage who were looking out for her. She said if she should avoid the one woman that she can't seem to be, in that being Asuka. She figured it out, but Asuka came out and interrupted. They got into it a little. Asuka started yelling at Becky, who then ended up punching her, and then Asuka got back up and she was upset.
This is a good segment. This is a really good segment.
Good little build. They're building it up nicely.
I like how they're making Asuka into more and more and more of a threat week over week, which is what they need to do with her. I'm a little sad Kari's not with her, but that's okay for right now.
Mm-hmm. Charlotte was supposed to have a match with Sarah Logan. Sarah Logan attacked Charlotte as this was going on. They brawled for a few minutes, and there you go.
Solid. Charlotte's makeup looked good.
Mm-hmm. So there was that. But we had some fallout from last week's wedding. Number one. Okay. So as Vic Joseph was hyping things, right? Heading to break, they do a quick shot to the ring, and then you see security guys tackle a man in the ring. It's like, oh, God, a fan jumped the guardrail. It wasn't a fan. So we came back from break, and Lashley and Lana are on the ring, and so is the minister. Apparently, the minister got tackled by security.
Okay, can we just say that, like, top-notch security doing their jobs? I mean, I mean that seriously. It's like guy jumps the guardrail and he gets tackled, like, before he can get to the ring. So top-notch security by the building there.
Yeah. Okay, security was okay. City security was on top notch on that one, but so
Bobby, they were having no shenanigans. None.
None. So the minister. Go ahead.
Can we talk about the other thing that happened with the crowd?
Oh yeah. So there was a sign in the crowd.
To the person that made the sign, Lana loves BBC. You are in the sound of my voice.
Well done.
I am so proud of you. Well played. And when I say BBC, I don't mean the television network. Do the math. Do the math.
Yeah. So last week, they you know, Lashley and Lana couldn't get married. But the minister said, by the emergency power vested in me by the state of Oklahoma, I now pronounce you man and wife. They kissed the bride, yada, yada, yada. Lana then dismissed the boring minister. She said it should be the happiest day in her life, but she feels sad. She showed off her ring and said she hoped the fans were taking a long look because the fans are just basic, pathetic civilians who should feel honored to be in her midst. There were so many interruptions last week. Lashley said the most miserable of them all was Rusev. He wondered why Rusev would ruin their day. Rusev appeared on the screen in a Hawaiian shirt with a nice backdrop behind him. He's on vacation. You know, because, you know, he went on their honeymoon on the beach. He said he also had a wedding present for them, and there was a video of everything that happened last week. Lana was mad. Rusev said that she hates him because he ruins everything. He said Rusev, Lashley said Rusev used to be a man until his ex-wife stripped him of his manhood. Lashley challenged Rusev to show him the Raw if he has any balls left so that he could rip them off and shove them down his throat. Rusev said, you know, the Bulgarian brute is showing up next week. I love Rusev. He's the best. He was so happy-go-lucky in his Hawaiian shirt and just being all Rusev.
It's the remote funhouse, number one. Number two, I know people want Rusev to be serious and Gur-Arg, but he's so good at comedy. Mm-hmm. He really is. Like, that's truly his forte, is just being more of a comedic style. He doesn't have to do comedy all the time, but he just being happy-go-lucky Rusev is, I love that about him. Like, when it gets closer to who he actually is, it's so amazing.
It's what got him over on Total Divas.
I mean, he's just, I don't even know how to describe him. If you just watch him on Total Divas, it's like, why don't we get this Rusev on TV every week? And then when we started to, he just took off because everybody loved him because he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he's entertaining. And it's like, he just has one of those personalities where he literally is just amazing. And I love that they're bringing that back out of him again, and they're using that for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if he's just Gur-Arg Rusev, it's like, eh. But when he's like just, you know, having fun and popping out of wedding cakes and going on honeymoons and just generally being an insincere asshole at times while being happy-go-lucky, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. So R-Truth was being interviewed. It was interrupted by Liv Morgan, who said, well, Lana's going to be in Lashley's corner next week. I think Rusev needs someone in his corner. So Liv will be in Rusev's corner next week on Raw. So
okay.
There's your follow-up there. So she'll get a good eye. Keep a good eye on Miss Lana next week. So the one big thing on the show, the other thing was leading to the main event. So Samoa Joe and Kevin Owens challenged the AOP and Seth Rollins to a 6-man tag team match tonight on the show. And Owens was like, what? There's still only two of us. And then Joe's like, I know a guy. And then Kevin all throughout the show was like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? And then, you know, they would talk a few times. And then at one point, they'd go to a locker room and he goes, and Samoa Joe opens the door and shows him. And Kevin's like, okay, we're good. We're good now. And Charlie's standing there. I want to know. Who is it? Who's the dude? Which was great. Also, we learned that Seth Rollins now naming himself the Monday Night Messiah.
Because wrestling Jesus was taken.
I guess so. So it leads to your main event, AOP and Seth Rollins taking on Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and his mystery partner, the Big Show. All right, cool. Big Show's back. He hasn't wrestled since 2018. He's back. He looked good. That's in the disqualification when Rollins hit Big Show with a chair. The babyface has stood tall. And we learn that next week it will be Rusev Lashley, Murphy versus Black, Orton and Styles, and AOP and Seth Rollins versus Owen, Joe, and Big Show in a fist fight.
No, I don't think it's Big Show. I think it's a mystery partner.
Everyone else is saying fist is Big Show, so I don't know.
It could be. It's entirely possible, but the way that they put it on Raw was a mystery partner. So I think they're either in that process of starting to bring people back to make them, to give them that little spark of relevance. So if they show up in the Rumble, it's like, oh yeah, you know, that person showed up, you know, a couple weeks ago on Raw. So that makes sense that they're there. I think that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's entirely possible that because...
The announcer said Big Show, according to the chat.
Oh, okay. Well, on the Raw graphic, they showed like, so maybe they used the wrong graphic where it was like a mystery partner.
So there you go.
I don't know.
But yeah, Big Show's back. It's fine. It worked.
I'm okay with this. I'm fine with this.
It's fine. It worked. So yeah, that was Raw.
I mean, overall, it wasn't a bad show. It wasn't like a knockdown, drag-out, home run type show, but it was a good show. It was entertaining.
It was very, very entertaining. Raw's building this stuff. Building people and building stuff. It's working.
I'm still wondering what happened to Seth Rollins' other glove. I mean, poor guy's walking around with just one glove, and his other hand has to be cold.
True. Yeah, it was a mystery thing on the graphic, but now they know it's the Big Show because he was the mystery partner. I guess it was... Whatever. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay, chat. If he doesn't show up next week, I'm holding y'all responsible.
There you go. It's on you guys. This has been the Raw Pump Show live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back. 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rack. To talk our 2020 predictions.
Yeah, we just wanted to do a little research, plus I was a little tired last week, sorry.
And we're gonna really, really long.
Yeah, so we're going to be back next week with the 2020 predictions. We're going to be able to go a little bit more in depth instead of sitting here going, I don't know. So we can actually make a little bit more accurate prediction because we just have to go through the rosters because there's a lot of people. And figure it out.
And LeMans accepts full responsibility.
Okay, thank you, LeMans.
So we'll check it out, The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify. You know the deal by now. Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio is back with a special edition because it's a WTR Fantasy Edition. Season 10 is upon us. It is me and Lindsay versus Omega and Brent versus Tim and a partner to be named later. On Wrestle Talk Radio, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday.
And we promise for season 10, no max.
Oh, God. Yeah. Monday Night Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. And speaking of Max and Fortnite, use credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Hashtag Epic Partner. Go.
You can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Lens Ward, LANSWRD. And, you know, I propose loser goes down the hole in fantasy.
In the black hole.
For chapter 11 or season 2. Just saying. Social medias are going to go dark. It's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be amazing. But losers go down the hole. We've already done it once, so it's not that bad.
This has been the Raw Power Show presented by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay Rock. We'll see you Thursday for the Rock. I'm right back here for the Raw Power Show. 11 p.m. Eastern. The long narrowings of the Wild Talk Radio Network right here at wildtalkradio.com.
Kyle.